From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you once again. We're turning this week to Mark chapter 4. We'll be looking at the wayside, which is the second part of our series in the parable of the sower. First, here's Bill O'Grady singing, There is a Green Hill Far Away.
There is a green hill far away without a city wall. Crucified, who died to save us all. We may not know, we cannot tell what pain He had to bear, but we believe it was for us. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by His precious blood. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. Oh, dearly, dearly has He loved, and we must love Him too, and trust in Him. Redeeming blood and try His works to do.
There are two verses I would like to leave with you this afternoon. They are found in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4. It is the verse 4 and the verse 15. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Last time, I commenced a series of messages upon the parable of the sower. This is a most important parable because it is repeated three times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It is one of the longest parables. It is noteworthy because the Lord not only tells His parable, but He gives the interpretation. There is so much we can learn from this passage. We thought about the sower and who he was. He was undoubtedly the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world with the seed of the gospel, and as he has ascended up into heaven, the seed that he has given has remained with us through the preaching of God's truth and through the Holy Spirit which has been given unto us. We're going to begin looking at the four types of ground into which the seed fell. The first type of ground that we have here is the wayside. These four types of ground were indicative of the hearts of men and women. And there is a certain class of people, some of whom may be listening today, who are described by the wayside. Do not think that this discussion upon the heart of man is irrelevant. What our hearts are, so are we. We are not merely what people can see. We are what exists on the inward man. Please think about the type of heart that is indicated by the wayside. Firstly, the nature of the wayside. This sower went out to sow, and as he scattered his seed broadcast style, some fell upon the wayside. Now, of all types of ground, the wayside was the most unprofitable. It was the most unsuited for sowing seed. Now, the sinner, by nature, is totally unprofitable where the gospel is concerned. The Bible says, God commands us, be ye holy, for I am holy, and none of us are holy. Therefore, by nature, we are at a distance from God. The wayside is most unprofitable because it is hard ground. Ploughed ground that has been made soft is suitable for sowing. But the wayside, it's hard, very difficult to work with. Only rarely would a seed find its way into a crack and perhaps bring forth fruit. But that would be most rare. The wayside is not for the sower. Many, many people today are hard where the gospel is concerned. They want nothing to do with it. They shun it. They embrace their materialistic lifestyle. They embrace their sins, but they won't have the Word of God. There's a hardness endemic in the heart of man, where spiritual truths are concerned. The wayside describes the heart of man in its rawest and sinful condition. A heart that rejects the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, please notice the danger in the wayside. The wayside did receive the seed. The seed was scattered upon it. And then we are told the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And the Lord Jesus Christ said that the fowls of the air were illustrative of the devil. Whenever people hear the word, he says, the devil comes down to steal the word away from their hearts. This is a most frightening thing. We know that the devil has great power in the world. He is described as being the prince of the power of the air. He is described as being the god of this world. He's a spiritual being. None of us in the flesh are any match for Satan. But this powerful spiritual being who exists in this world has a special interest in a certain class of persons. That is, those who hear the gospel. When a sinner receives the gospel, that person is liberated from the power of sin and Satan. That person will not be in hell. That person will be in glory. That person will show forth the praises of God. That person will turn from darkness to light. And Satan does not want that. Therefore, he will do all he possibly can to prevent men and women getting saved. And that means he must work upon those who hear the gospel. I once saw a TV documentary on the cheetah. The cheetah is a very fast animal, but it takes tremendous energy for that great cat to reach her maximum speed of 70 miles per hour. And this particular animal that was being filmed captured its prey. The cheetah was totally exhausted by the run and by the struggle. Her kittens were there, needing to feed. They were hungry and she was hungry. She had gone days without anything to eat, but as soon as she killed the prey out of nowhere, the air was black with vultures who swooped down, and the cheetah did all she could to fend off these birds, but they were too many for her and she was too tired, and she lost her catch. It seemed as if the birds weren't there. They could not be seen. But of course they were there all the time, high, high up. They were observing, looking for an opportunity. They saw their opportunity, and they took it, and they stole. And that is just the way the devil is. We cannot see the devil, but yet he's there all the time. He's watching. And even today, as you hear the word of God, the devil is observing you. And as you show an interest in God's word, he is doing all in his power to prevent you embracing this word, because he does not want what is good for you. He wants what he perceives to be good for himself, and that is to rob you of salvation. Now, how does the devil do this? He awakens pride in some individuals. And therefore, there are those who say, I don't want this gospel. I am good enough. How dare you tell me that I'm a sinner? I go to church, I'm respectable, I'm law-abiding. The proud heart of man rebels against God's salvation. That's the work of the devil. I have no doubt about that. At times he will create a prejudice against the preacher. The person will listen to the preacher's voice, the preacher's accent, will think about the denomination the preacher is from, and will say, I don't want that fellow, I don't want what he is saying. And suddenly the mind is switched away from God's word to the preacher. And that's the work of the devil. I don't want you to listen to me for the sake of me or my church or my denomination. I want you to listen to God's word, because that's all that counts. In other people, he awakens a sense of lousiness about themselves. And the person will say, well, look what I've done, look at my crimes. I could not be a Christian. And that's the work of the devil, because the Lord Jesus is willing to forgive all kinds of sin, but Satan will blind you to that fact. In other people, he provokes procrastination. The person thinks to themselves, yes, I need to be saved. I know what the preacher says is right, but it's for another day. It's not for now. But the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. But the devil says, you have plenty of life left yet. Perhaps you have been thinking like that. Other people go to sleep under the sound of God's word. Other people think about other things when the truth of God is being presented. And this is all the work of Satan. You see, there is one thing the devil wants to do, and that is to turn your attention away from this word that is able to save your souls. Perhaps the wayside is descriptive of you. I would urge you today to turn from your sin, turn to God and turn to Christ. Embrace the Lord. Don't listen to the voice of Satan, but listen to the voice of Christ, who says, come unto me. I pray that you will do that. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.